You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Isaac Freckleton, Chief Operations Officer, and Mitch Plowman, Chief Visionary Officer at Fundwise Capital, a financial consulting company that helps entrepreneurs get the funding they need to start and grow their businesses. Gentlemen, a pleasure to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here. Yeah.
And thanks to the both of you for coming out today. So for starters, can you tell us a little bit about your business, Fundwise Capital, to kick things off today?
Yes, we help entrepreneurs, startups, small business owners, even real estate investors secure the best funding that they can personally qualify for, all through our strategic lender matching platform. It uses their credit profile, where they live in the country, stated or verifiable income, and matches them up to, we have about 350 lenders that we work with. We get them the best funding that they can personally qualify for. Everything that we do is unsecured funding, from revolving lines of credit to term loans to traditional lines of credit. There's no secured capital. There's no collateral that they have to put up. It's all unsecured. And a lot of it that they can get or secure is going to be 0% interest for up to 15 months for the business.
And what should an entrepreneur know before receiving business funding?
Yeah, so what we've noticed, to be honest with you, Eric, is one of the most important things for an entrepreneur to know before they get the funding is to start off with right expectations. I'll give you a couple examples. There is back in when I was running my solar company, there was a time that we needed $50,000 to float us for about 2 months. To purchase some product, but we knew in about 2 months we could flip that and make about $110,000 back off of it. Now, for us, we needed cash quickly. About the only option that we could find was paying 6% interest per month. I mean, a lot of people look at that and say that's something like 72% annualized interest. And I was willing to pay that all day long because I could take and double my money and only pay 6% over that time period. However, a lot of entrepreneurs start off with the expectation, thinking that, hey, the money that they can get for their business is the same quality of money that they can get for their auto loan, right? They're not going to get 1.99% on business funding. So starting off with the correct expectation of what money is out there, start off with the correct expectation of where you can go for money, what does the money look like for your business, how does it differ across different funding sources, et cetera.
And Isaac, thanks for that response. Now, what are the benefits of using lines of credit rather than investors or crowdfunding?
Yeah, I mean, with our process, I mean, there's five owners. We've all gone through our steps and been able to secure funding. And so we actually are a product of our own product. And we've been able to use the capital that we've been able to secure to put into the business and to organically grow fund-wise. And because of that, we haven't had to, leverage any equity. We haven't had to bring anybody on. So what it's done is it's enabled us to keep one mind and one focus moving forward for the business and have, our interest in mind instead of having someone outside telling us what to do. And it's been a great learning process because we've been able to see how our product can really help a business and utilize those funds that we've been able to secure to grow and to, establish a place in the marketplace.
Today, we're joined by both Isaac Freckleton, the Chief Operations Officer, and Mitch Plowman, the Chief Visionary Officer at Fundwise Capital, a financial consulting company that helps entrepreneurs get the funding they need to start or grow their businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what can a business owner do to receive funding if he or she has bad credit?
Yeah, it is. It's something we definitely run into. And there's a few things that we look for, depending on where the business is at in far as early stage or they're an established business. First thing we'll ask that individual is if they're a profitable business, how long they've been in business, how long they've had their entity set up. because there are some different funding sources that we can go to that we can get just the business information and leverage that and not have to fully rely on the individual's credit profile. The other thing we look at is if they have a business partner. Sometimes it's hard if their scores are lower than a 600. It's pretty difficult to go and secure enough money for them to have it make sense for their business. So we look at the established business, if it's profitable, how long it's been set up, if they have a business partner, and maybe they have a family member or friend that has a little bit better established credit that has seen what they're doing, maybe they're interested. So we'll coach them through the process on how to go out and find an individual, a credit partner, in essence, to help them secure the capital. And again, it just depends on what we see on the profile. Maybe there are some things that can come off. I would say it's more of a case-by-case basis on the individual business owner and how we can help them move forward to secure the funding they're looking for.
And most helpful information there in those regards. Now, how can a business owner strategically use and prioritize spending their new funding?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. It's actually one of the most important questions that I think we get almost on a daily basis. You know, it's funny, that we hear all day long of companies that fail or really struggle, not because they don't have enough capital, but because they have too much. And it's this weird dichotomy. You have some that struggle because they don't have enough, but many that struggle because they have too much money because they're not required to bootstrap. They're not required to be really cautious and analytical about how they spend the money. So, Eric, the best answer that I could give to that would be to say to start by prioritizing and making a forecast of trying to spend your money in the places where you're going to get the greatest return. Something that entrepreneurs don't oftentimes recognize is that there are ways to use money. There are ways to grow your business without spending your own money up front. For example, instead of immediately purchasing, you know, a couple $100,000 worth of product, many suppliers, for a little bit extra of a fee, they'll charge you a little bit extra, but they're willing to float the inventory for you and do something called drop shipping, where you don't have to buy the inventory until you've sold it. So start by forecasting and spend money where you actually can find the greatest returns. And that can be as simple as writing it out on the back of a napkin, but just taking the time to think before you just spend.
Isaac and Mitch, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on the program. In conclusion, is there anything that you could share with entrepreneurs that they need to know about in regards to business and or personal credit that would be most helpful to be aware of?
You betcha. Yeah. So I want to throw one caveat out here real quick. Is an example of just like describing the difference between business and personal credit. Business credit is different, right? I'm a big proponent of guys like, like Dave Ramsey, who say, hey, don't spend and take out personal debt because it's an expense. Business debt is different. Business debt, you're going to spend money, you're going to pay interest expense. But the difference with business debt is that you can actually make a return off of it, whereas personal debt is just interest expense, and it's not going to quite give you the same returns that you get. So remember, businesses are different than personal. You're going to take risks. You're going to have to spend money. You're going to have to extend yourself beyond your comfort zone. But that's all part of the process of growing. And if you can recognize that business debt is different than personal debt, because business debt has the ability to produce returns, then I think you'll be well off to start up your business and take it to the next level.
Certainly some sound advice there, and we can't thank you enough for sharing that. Where can listeners get all the details on Fundwise Capital?
Yeah, they can go to fundwisecapital.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Instagram, fundwisecapital.com. It'll have links to all those different sites as well. There'll be how it works, different blogs, different testimonials, and different reviews on there as well.
And we encourage people to go on, check us out. We do free pre-approval estimates without doing hard inquiries on your credit. So any business owner can go on and see how much funding that we can pre-approve them for getting for their business.
Again, Mr. Freckleton and Mr. Plowman, a pleasure to have had you today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with both Isaac Freckleton, the Chief Operations Officer, and Mitch Plowman, the Chief Visionary Officer at Fundwise Capital, a financial consulting company that helps entrepreneurs get the funding they need to start or grow their businesses. And for further details, visit fundwisecapital.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.